Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realm supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi. Welcome to our program. In each one of our little podcasts, we're going to be talking with a higher realm entity about some current event or some matter that is important to us in our 3D world here. And Philip Collins will be channeling that entity. Philip?
Hey, everybody. Good day. I'm going to be connecting once again with Ascended Master Saint Germain. Give me one moment. We'll go into trance and begin our divine discussion, our dialogue.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Saint Germain, I wanted to talk about the topic that is on front page of every newspaper in America, and that has to do with our Supreme Court. You inspired the founding fathers and founding papers of our country, and you created the checks and balances that are fundamental to democracies, to modify the chance of the misuse of power. We're having this great drama going on right now with the appointment by President Trump of Brett Kavanaugh. What are your observations about this drama that's taking place in front of the American people at this point?
The most important aspect of this drama, as you call it, is that you're witnessing it. That is actually being revealed in live, at present, momentary time, realizing that presence in the now moment is all that there is. Your nation came together at the witnessing of this particular event that you're describing, unlike any other in recent memory, led by the feminine energy, realizing it had been abused by the masculine energy. As has been explained to you many times before, without the balance of the masculine and feminine energy, you cannot complete your ascension process, mirroring the ascension process of the planet herself, into an elevated form of increased energy and consciousness, thus activating your light body. So what the world, what the nation witnessed was the bare bones revealing of these human beings within the Senate, and this particular individual, through her bravery and her courage, stood before them completely credited with her background and her profession and her life's experience to share what she had experienced to further activate the feminine energy as an essential part of the ascension process. So no matter what decisions are made as a result of what is transpiring at present, something has shifted that will continue an onward path supporting the ascension process and something called equality of the masculine and feminine energies on this planet. Does that help you?
You know, you mentioned the rise of the feminine energy and the focus this is being put on the inequality. It was so dramatic when those two women confronted Senator Flake in the elevator. They had been targets of sexual abuse themselves. And it was such a riveting moment when they kind of articulated all of their outrage, and he just stood there listening to them, and one of them said, "Look me in the eyes. Look at me."
Self-empowerment. The feminine energy, at long last, after being subjugated for millennia, and the third dimension is standing up and saying enough is enough. And these women served as proxies for humanity, proxies for the feminine energy, to confront, if necessary, the masculine energy and say, "Hey, pay attention to me. I will no longer accept your non-participating and what matters to me.
You know, one of the things that you have said before when you were part of the process of inspiring the Founding Fathers is that America was created to allow we energy to take hold on Earth, and freedom and equality was fundamental to that. One of the things that this whole drama is shedding light on is the bubble of privilege that this small group of elites is raised in, going to these expensive kindergartens and these prep schools, and they have all these connections that lead them into organizations of power, which totally undermines the whole concept of equality.
Which create the form of something called entitlement.
Exactly.
Entitlement. Which says, I am better than someone else. They are less than I am. Which goes and negates the entire principle of the creation of equality for all within this nation. This day of reckoning is upon this nation. So all of this ugliness, if you will, all of this imbalance, if you will, is coming up in order to be released and to be healed, and through the communication systems which have been gifted to you, humanity is witnessing it live in the present moment.
Well, they are, and it's so interesting, the observations that were made as we've had more time to look and ponder about what we saw. I've heard a number of observers on television make the observation that if a woman had behaved like Kavanaugh, where he displayed this anger and this attacking the questioners and just this sense of entitlement, that he had worked hard in college and somehow that justified his right to become a Supreme Court justice. It was pretty striking.
And in order to prevent some form of eternal judgment of this divine soul, let us remind ourselves, beloved students and friends, that this particular individual, your President of the United States, your Senate who was involved in this process, the divine feminine energy who became witness and proxy of the feminine energy, their soul plans chose these moments to be these roles, to be these characters, if you will, to power the entire process of ascension forward. They all are serving a mighty purpose. Blend that reality, blend that truth, blend that fact into how you observe them. And we wish to repeat, no matter what decisions are made with the free choice and will of these particular bodies involved, things will never be the same. The empowerment of the feminine energy assisting in the balance with the masculine energy and moving the ascension process of the individuated and collective ascension process of humanity in combination with the ascension process of the planets is firmly in process. Do you understand?
Yes, when you, it's so important to understand what you just said, and as you were saying it, I thought of that Shakespearean statement that all the world's a stage and we are merely players. It's so good to be reminded that we do have soul plans and the soul plans of these particular role players here.
Pull back, beloved students. Pull back and remember that moonshot of the planet. When you first saw the fragility of this blue-green sphere covered in clouds and continents racing through the cosmos, and you saw from that perspective a oneness. You saw in that perspective no boundaries, no country, nation, borders, no linguistic, no racial, no religious, no gender divides, did you not?
Yes.
Remember that picture and hold that within your heart.
that's a beautiful image to hold on to. I do want to ask you, though, a question about the ongoing investigation with Kavanaugh, because, as we all know, we've been given another week for the FBI to investigate this whole matter of the charges that have been made against him, against Kavanaugh. There have been reports over the weekend and today that although President Trump is stating that there are no shackles being put on this investigation by the FBI, the FBI itself is reporting to various sources that indeed there are many shackles limiting their investigation. What would you say about this?
This is a part of the misinformation that your White House is spinning to confuse and create chaos. The FBI cannot be interfered with in an investigation by anyone, including the executive branch, is how it is set up. That is an obstruction of justice.
But is he doing it? I mean, are they in fact being
in your vernacular? He is spinning the truth with misinformation to confuse the process, to create doubt. And remember, the monsters of humanity, beloved students and friends, is fear, the lack of love, doubt, and ignorance. It is your choice or your free will and choice to decide whether your ignorance goes into stupidity or not. Use your discernment. Use your resonance.
Okay, so it sounds to me as though you're saying that the investigation of the FBI will be authentic and the facts that they come up will be real and true.
That will be determined by the choices that those individuals make. The most important thing to apply within all of this is to have no doubt that no matter what the destination, no matter what the outcome, the self-empowered energy to move forward in the ascension process of humanity in this particular nation called the United States of America is in place. Do you understand? That's what's essential, beloved student.
That is essential.
That is what is essential. Remember, the laws of creation, the laws of manifestation do not dwell upon the outcome. Release the outcome into the universe. Release the outcome without your expectation for results. That is how we ascended masters control energy and manipulate outcomes for the highest good of all. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you for the wisdom you shared with us today, Saint Germain.
You are welcome.